leading the charge for nursing and allied health excellence at STC. Mega Doctor News. With over three decades of experience in nursing and education, Margot Vargas Ayala, DNP, brings a wealth of expertise and passion to her recent role as Interim Dean of South Texas College's Nursing and Allied Health Division. Wholeheartedly committed to student success and growth, Vargas Ayala's exceptional leadership and dedication to education were recently recognized with an Excellence Award from the National Institute for Staff and Organizational Development, NISOD, honoring her as a transformative force both in the classroom and within the community. My true passion lies in helping others grow. It's something I deeply care about. Becoming a leader was never my original goal, but I'm grateful to have found myself in a position where I can lift others up and support their growth, she said. Now, as the leader of this incredible community at STC, my focus is on expanding opportunities for our students, ensuring they have the resources to succeed in healthcare and beyond. Widely known as a supportive and dedicated instructor, Vargas Ayala, 58, stepped into her new role this past summer after a more than a decade teaching in STC's vocational nursing program, a profession that is close to her heart. My mother was a vocational nurse. She raised 9 children and went to nursing school at 44 years old, she shared. That's why, even though I'm a registered nurse, vocational nursing is so close to my heart. When I started at 23, there were more vocational nurses than registered nurses, so everything I know, I learned from them. She began her career after volunteering at a laboratory clinic the summer before her senior year at McAllen High School, which led to an offer for a phlebotomist position at McAllen Medical Center. That first job as a phlebotomist was the key to putting myself through nursing school, and the moment I realized I wanted to follow in my mother's footsteps, she said. Working in the hospital exposed me to so many different areas and opportunities, and I knew then that nursing was my path. My mother, who had always been my inspiration, encouraged me to take it further and become a registered nurse. In 1989, she earned her associate degree in nursing from the former University of Texas Pan American, now the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, and began her nursing career, first working in a hospital and later in a school after starting a family. After becoming a mother of three and choosing to prioritize her family, she took a remote job with an insurance company for 9 years, an opportunity that not only supported her family, but also helped her fulfill a long-delayed dream of earning her bachelor's degree. It took me 12 years to return to school. My family always came first. My children faced health challenges that required my full attention, she said. Once they were better, the company I worked for offered to pay for my education, and that's when I was finally able to achieve my dream and earn my bachelor's degree in rehab services. Over time, Vargas Ayala realized she missed the connection with people, the sense of community, and the joy of helping others. After reconnecting with an old friend from nursing school who was now teaching at STC, she took a bold step and explored a new direction for her career. That same day, in 2009, when I reconnected with my friend, I also visited the campus. I went home and resigned from my job, she said. I didn't even have an offer yet, but I knew that STC was my future. Vargas Ayala would go on to spend the next 10 years not only shaping the future of vocational nursing students, but also growing personally, earning a master's degree in education that opened the doors to even greater opportunities. My favorite part about teaching is seeing that moment when students' eyes light up. The expression they get when they finally understand the material, she said. I fell in love with both teaching and learning. As nurses, we must always embrace learning because medicine is constantly evolving. STC gave me the push I needed to earn my master's degree, and from there, pursuing a doctorate felt like a natural next step. Fully committed to nursing education, Vargas Ayala went on to earn a doctoral degree in nursing and education leadership, a fitting achievement as she was promoted to STC's vocational nursing program chair in 2019. In less than a year, I faced my first major challenge when the pandemic hit, and we had to transition fully to online learning, she explained. What I did was bring together the most tech-savvy instructors and pair them with others who needed support. We got through those tough times by working as a team, and it was in that moment that I realized I had the ability to make a difference. In her new leadership role, one of her key missions is to expand opportunities across the Rio Grande Valley and create a streamlined, efficient system. By recognizing and harnessing the strengths of others, she aims to drive growth and improvement within both the division and the college. Currently, vocational nursing is the only healthcare program offered at 3 campuses, from Rio Grande City to Weslaco, so I've made it my mission to expand opportunities in these areas and serve more students, she said. I'm also excited to collaborate within the division to ensure it runs independently. After all, a true leader supports others in growing independently and successfully. I'm incredibly grateful to be trusted with such an amazing community.